FY16 OSP Level 3, March 4, 2015. Tap Fever Studios.
Artistic and programmatic quality, training kids included together, which is training for instructors to include kids in programs, is not evidence of artistic quality. The experience of the instructors that's referred to is general, not specific. There's a lack of evidence of artistic quality.
And diversity, a very strong effort and goal was evident to accommodate dancers with disabilities of various kinds, including mobility, visual, and hearing, as evidence of outreach, or as evidence in diversity in program participants.
There was a lack of diversity in terms of outreach or inreach to districts other than 1 and 2. They had, you know, a single dance event in District 3, and they had one party in District 4, but most of their programming occurs in 1 and 2. And while they have an emphasis on serving people with disabilities, they have only 8 children who have participated in the program.
What does that indicate?
Well, they talk about kids included together as if this is a big part of what they do, and I don't see evidence that they're... I could not find evidence to support their commitment to youth with disability.
So that sounds like it could be a shortcoming in the programmatic quality.
Yes.
Okay.
While you, Janet, had struggled with a previous organization's mission, whether it was this or that, music versus education, I struggled with this organization, whether it was a business or a nonprofit. Throughout this application, it appeared to me to be a business that had a social service aspect. They provide gift card donations, they provide free performances, they give people an opportunity to have a free class, they go out and do community service. I feel that the challenge that was listed, I think, in the challenge page, which was the concern of the director to be able to pay herself, was an indicator that this is someone who's running a tap studio and wants to earn a living, and in the meantime provide a social service, which is, while commendable, not what we're here for. So that was my difficulty with this application.
Absolutely.
So to frame that as evidence-based comments, to me there was a lack of evidence of an organization, a program that an overwhelming lack of evidence of a program that provided a significant contribution to art and culture in San Diego.
Karen has a comment.
Whether or not you personally struggle with whether an organization you think should be in the pool, we just ask you to recognize that they have been identified as a group that is qualified to be in this pool. So what you said as your evidence is great, but the idea of do they belong here, don't they, cannot weigh in on your ranking.
Well, what about the fact that when you read their letter of incorporation, it says that their mission is to grant scholarships to students who cannot afford dance classes and to help other charities through benefit performances, and yet in the application there's nothing about scholarships. There's no evidence that they are helping with benefit performance. I mean, I guess there's a concern that there's an inconsistency between what they say in their, what's that called, an article of incorporation, versus what they say even in their mission statement, which is to offer instruction in an array of dance groups to people of all abilities, which to me is a dance studio that offers instruction.
Or it's not convincingly strong evidence that they have strong or programmatic quality, organizational management quality, or financial management quality.
Right.
Would that be what part of what you mean?
Yes, that would be what I mean. I would just add to that, you know, one of the questions asked of each of these applicants is, what is your main concern? The main concern of this, the writer of this application, is generating enough funds to cover ED salary and back pay. The back pay part really kind of got me, but the main concern of this organization is not how to better serve and provide more opportunities for children to attend for free, for further outreach to help more children. The focus is on paying the executive director, and not every organization, I mean, I don't think any of the organizations we had today, or at least not most of them, have a paid ED. I mean, that's not a, there's this expectation on the part of this organization that that a director should be paid, and that, I mean, I just feel like...
Or whether or not they did, that wasn't their main objective.
Okay.
But we hear what you're saying.
No, let's get this cleared up, because the implication, what I'm inferring from this is that the question is, are they eligible? That's what I'm hearing out of here.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I think there's a lack of commitment to their programming. There's a lack of commitment to providing quality programming for underserved or disabled adults or youth.
Okay.
Yes, they have dance classes that allow anyone to come to them. Well, I think most places allow anyone to come to their, and they do have, they have worked with Kids Included Together to try to strengthen the work that they do with those people that do attend their organization.
I mean, you've already told us they're eligible, so we understand that. So
there's just a lack of evidence.
So there's a lack of evidence throughout the application. That's just one thing. And then there are other things too.
Here's an option. So I'm going to give you an option, because it seems like there seems to be a strong question of whether or not staff's analysis of their eligibility is good, right? So if in fact The panel feels strongly that this does not seem eligible. This group can be referred to special policy and funding committee review. We do have that option available to us.
Well, when I'm looking here, when you talked about what is their main concern, that there's like two or three paragraphs. Get me paid, get the executive director paid, back pay, and then it is discussed increasing exposure for the business, which will draw more customers. And then when they're talking about their new location, again, they're referring to it as drawing more business and increase our revenue.
Okay. To supplement,
in order to pay the back pay of the executive director. And that language does not seem congruent with the mission we're about.
Okay, let me confer with Karen. Is this a bona fide nonprofit?
Yes, and they were funded last year by this organization.
Were they funded in years before last
year?
No,
last year was their first year.
What rank did they get last year?
They had a 3.
Okay, so here's the choice that you panelists can do. You can refuse to rank this because it seems very ineligible based on what you're reading, and then that will take this application off the table for today, and we will send it to the policy committee of the commission, which is comprised of commissioners, and then they can debate the eligibility of it. Or you can proceed with ranking it based on the evidence you have in front of you.
Well, if it is eligible, then I don't see why we don't proceed.
I would vote for proceeding. The information is here. We have all read it. We all understand how we're supposed to. And boy, if we don't know how to speak that special language by this point of today, I think this would be a positive thing for this organization. And so I don't see why we would not just continue.
Okay. What do the rest of the panel feel, or believe, think?
I assumed that they are qualified, you know, that the balance and checks are made. I just had a problem with there not being, there was no display of what we're going to do to, you know, where our long and short-term goals and how to fix our financial stability. That would be in any kind of employment pay, right? I didn't see any strategies or goals, objectives there. So I just did it was just a lack of evidence, I think, a lack of things to see for us to think about.
I see evidence of incongruency of their mission, of what they put down on paper versus their financial stature. So in that disconnect of a very vital aspect, it's going to weigh on how I rank them for funding.
So did this panel?
So can we go through each one and say, I mean, go at, like we have with all the other applications,
sure,
and comment on these? And
yes. So what I'm hearing generally is that the majority of panelists feel like you want to go ahead and handle this.
I guess I'm not sure. That's,
well, I'm hearing 4, and then I'm hearing a quiet.
I guess my only reservation is that are we considering them eligible because they were eligible last year? Is that's what we're?
That is one factor. There's a precedent been set, but also the fact that they are a legitimate nonprofit. They're not a for-profit business, even though it sounds like the language they're using is contradictory.
Okay, let's go through the process and
okay,
see how it works.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you, review, evaluate, and rank this organization, knowing or accepting that they are eligible and that they are a nonprofit.
Okay.
Okay?
So all these questions about eligibility and
mm-hmm.
profitability are out of your mind now. Now go ahead and review them.
Who goes first this time?
Or did we already start?
We started.
We're
yeah.
still going.
Oh, okay. Good.
There's a lack of evidence of artistic quality in that the dance instructors did we get their bios? I don't think.
No. All we know is that they were trained in Kids Included
right.
together.
So there's no evidence of the artistic or teaching skills of the instructors. I'm not saying there isn't, but I'm just saying it's not there.
Can't see it. Okay.
That there's a lack of organizational quality in that the 30% of the board has children that are being served. So, I don't know, is that organizational or is that, I think that's...
What's the context for that? Like, what's the connection?
That there's some self-interest on the part of the board in terms of having children that are benefited by the program.
Okay.
In organizational management quality, I found a lack of information about the board members, including their names. There was just a description. I did not see information regarding the individual board members and what their qualifications might be. And that speaks to organizational management, both in terms of putting together the application and providing us with good information, and also the importance of a quality board.
I find evidence of lack of strong instructors. There are profiles, but nobody has a degree in dance.
Okay, so Rogelio did find bios of the instructors.
Okay. Oh, and there are board
staff
member bios.
Yeah.
Staff member bios.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So
now,
yeah.
Okay. So that commentary has been corrected.
Sorry.
In the narrative is lacking in details about the board of directors.
Okay. Is there any further comment about audience development and education?
I saw evidence of audience development with Free Dance Week, where free dance classes are offered as a way of getting new audience members familiar with the group.
I saw a lack of outreach, except for their surrounding schools in their immediate area, especially toward the districts that need course, I think.
Do we talk about financial yet?
Spencer had some good comments there, but please add.
Okay. I found a lack of information regarding a big expense under the repairs and maintenance category with no explanation. So in standard good well-managed financial, what am I trying to say?
Best practices.
Group, yes, thank you. Best practices are, it would be to explain any substantial variance
as a matter of course, and I found that lacking in this application.
There's also zero board contribution, which is evidence of weakness in financial commitment by the board.
Wendy, I will sleep better tonight if I hear you make an unbiased comment about this organization. Because right now I'm worried that maybe you're not approaching this in an unbiased fashion.
Okay. I've been scanning the application because I'm looking for a realistic goal. I saw something.
There is outreach to the senior community in a seated chair dance program that they have, so that's evidence of outreach. There's also outreach to the visually impaired program, Sandy and visually impaired program, which is also a good group to be reaching out to. But in that, it would also be nice to, for them to further inform us of how that program works.
Okay. We'll put that in the non-material section.
In organizational management, I saw evidence that one person is doing quite a lot of the work, and strong organizations, best practices typically include a base of people doing the work, so there is not anything lost if that one person is unavailable.
So you want me to say something unbiased, but that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be positive.
That's correct.
It just has to be unbiased.
That's
all right.
Correct.
There is evidence of concern for organizational management quality. Can I say concern?
You can say there's a lack of evidence
of organizational quality, in that six board members have formed five committees, which may not be the most. Six board members have developed a fundraising plan. The evidence of a poor organizational management quality is that six board members have organized into five committees.
And that is a sign of weakness because they are
spread too thin.
Haven't diversified their expertise, haven't diversified their staffing base, haven't diversified their funding stream. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's a very high expectation for a small, that they haven't diversified their.
I don't know. Correct me. Did I put words in your mouth that are not correct?
So there's six board members.
There's six board members on five committees.
That there is an inefficient process for distributing
the responsibilities. Yeah.
That's inefficient.
Right, but then that's an opinion. That's maybe not evidence.
Well, yes.
Having too many committees is a sign of inefficiency.
Well, too many committees with too few people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a board with 12 people, that's one thing. But a board with 6 people and 5 committees is another thing. So I just don't know, again, how do you say that?
I think inefficient is a
yeah. I mean,
objective
we've been
board.
Talking about best practices, and I think
is
so.
That
I think
a best
yes.
Practice?
I mean,
okay.
What I'm hearing you say is it's not a best practice to have 6 members on 5 committees. It
right.
seems like a disproportionate arrangement.
Right. So how do you say that in one sentence?
She just
okay. Thank you.
Can you confirm that that's what you intended to say?
I confirm that that's what I intended to say. Not best practice to have 6 board members on 5 committees.
Okay. Judging from the tapering of commentary, I'm going to guess that we're ready to do scoring. I will ask Mr. Casas to be in the scoring.
2+.
Ms. McGuire.
2.
Commissioner Mitchell.
2.
Mr. Powell.
2.
Commissioner Poutre.
2.
Non-material comments that you would like to offer to Tap Fever beyond what has already been offered.
Yes, I would like to remind Tap Fever to be careful when they are putting together their application to list the schools they work with in the correct council districts.
I would encourage Tap Fever to attend, what do you call your workshops? Technical assistance training in preparation of their application next year.
I would recommend that they realign their financial and operational footing with their stated mission goal.
Okay, this concludes the review of Tap Fever.